Welcome to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston, where we uplift your soul and mind and spirit by teaching of God's Word.
Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments. God bless you all as we go into today's broadcast about how to have godly Christian emotions and about our own emotional intelligence. We're looking at principles for being an emotionally intelligent Christian in this series. And today we'll be looking at the question of the emotions of Jesus and can he be our model? Can Jesus be our model for daily living? Someone as spiritual as that, who is God in human flesh? I'm going to say yes, he can. Before we do that, let's pray. Father in heaven, I ask that your wisdom will delight your servants. I pray that your Bible will be relevant today. I pray for us to open our spiritual eyes and open our spiritual ears as we wonder at your Bible and its grace and peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, sometimes you go along and you look at all this stuff that I'm saying about emotions, other people are saying about emotions, what your preacher, your pastor says, or what these New Age people say, and you think, well, what's the standard? What am I supposed to be like emotionally? And the answer is we're supposed to be like Jesus. And that seems a really intimidating ask. Like, how can I be like Jesus? He's God in human flesh. He lived 2,000 years ago. He's a prophet. I'm not a prophet. I'm just an ordinary everyday Bible teacher. Or you can be an ordinary everyday school teacher or a lawyer or whatever you are. Listening to this is probably you're driving along in your car or something like that. How can you be like Jesus or I be like Jesus or anyone? Well, we can be a little bit like Jesus because the Holy Spirit is taking us from glory to glory and making us into the image of Jesus Christ. And Jesus has been through everything that we've been through. So we need to look to Jesus. Let's look at Jesus as our model from Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 2. Hebrews 12 verse 2, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Okay, so here's Jesus. We're to look to Jesus, who's the founder and perfecter of our faith. We're to keep our eyes on him. He's our model. He's the one we're to look at. When we're looking at a model of emotions, we're not looking at John Wayne as the perfect emotional person. We're not looking at some actor or actress. We're not looking at a president or a politician. We're not looking at some glamorous person that we think is the perfect model of human emotions. We have to look at Jesus. We don't look at Buddha. We don't look at other religious figures as the perfect example of emotions. We go to the Bible and we go and say, what does the Bible say? Well, what's it saying about Jesus here? It says, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. So here, Jesus is prepared to go through some really rough emotions in order to be in the will of God and to stand assured at the right hand of the throne of God. So here we find that his emotions, he's the real tough guy. He endured the cross. He despised the shame. He walked in the reality of the cross and the resurrection. He knew that God was with him. And even though he didn't want to go to the cross, even though he was crying in tears and sweating drops of blood, he was a tough enough guy to take the cross, to take being crucified, go through a false trial, not humiliate anyone, not cut anyone down, not lash out at anyone, not to draw a sword and try and kill people like Peter did, but instead to go to a new level of emotional truth so that he was raised from the dead because of the perfection of his emotions. He was promoted. He was blessed. He was now sitting at the right hand of God because he had this amazing emotional ability to endure the worst kind of shame. He had this emotional toughness about him that led him through all the pressure from the scribes and the Pharisees. So he was without sin. At the end of the day, he could put up with frustrating people day in, day out, crowds, pressure, everyone asking him to heal them, and so on, put up with Herod, and everybody that was annoying high priests, and he still was without sin at the end of the day. Now, that's something to admire. That's something to copy, is that ability to walk through life graciously with perfect patience and perfect endurance. We want to copy that. We want to look to Jesus. We want to say in the midst of our trials and situations, I'm going to copy Jesus. I'm going to be like that. But then you say, how do I get there? How do I endure the cross? How do I despise the shame? How do I walk through the tough situations of life? Well, the answer is the Holy Spirit. I was a young pastor in 1984, and I was pastoring a Chinese church in Brisbane because I'm cross-cultural. I'm a missionary, actually. I was pastoring this church, and I was, I think, 28 years old, and I was just totally stressed out. I didn't think I could meet anyone's expectations, and I sat on the back porch of the house where I was staying, and I was running just this little hut in the back of someone's backyard, sat on the back porch with a cup of coffee, and said, Lord, I need a magic wand to change me. I need to completely revolutionize my character. I'm just not good enough. Help me now. Give me a magic wand to change my character and personality. And God said, where would you start? And I thought, I'd start with A. And then I thought, oh, no, before I changed A, I'd have to change B. And I thought, no, before I changed B, I'd have to change C and D. And I soon realized in a couple of minutes of thinking about it that I had no idea even where to start changing my personality. And then God said to me, just leave it to the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit knows where I'm supposed to be going. He knows where I am at in the depths of my heart and my personality. He knows what it's like to be in the image of Jesus because he's part of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit's part of the Trinity. He knows Jesus inside and out. And Holy Spirit has infinite wisdom, so he knows all the steps between my broken human personality and the image of God, and he can take me through those steps. Now, I don't know exactly what Jesus is like. I don't even know what I myself am perfectly like. I certainly don't know all the steps in between. Only God, the Holy Spirit, knows that, and he's there to change us from glory into glory through the freedom and joy of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit is the one who's going to get you from you to Jesus, right? He's the one that's going to make you into the image of God, and you have to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. You have to say, Holy Spirit, take over my heart, my mind, my thoughts, and my personality. Bear your fruit in me. Because the fruit of the Spirit is not the fruit of your own efforts. The fruit of your Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, self-control. These are supernatural things. You can't find patience in a library. You can't get it with a PhD. You can't dig it out of the ground. You can't buy it in Walmart. No matter where you are, patience is developed not from your own human ideas and strength, but from the heavenly realms. And you can pray, Lord, put patience in my heart and mind. Give me patience by grace through faith, free of charge, because everything in the heavenly realms is free. And the Holy Spirit will help you to be patient, joyful, kind, and good. And so when we have the Holy Spirit in our life, our emotions change. We're talking about Ephesians 5, 18 to 20, talks about this emotional change. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart, giving thanks always and for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when you're filled with the Spirit, your emotions go up. You're singing in hymns and psalms. You are filled with the Spirit, and the Spirit makes that emotional change, a positive emotional change, whereas being drunk is a negative emotional change. You need to be better than boozy. You need to be on the Holy Spirit instead of Jim Beam or whatever else is around. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, joy, love, and peace. And the Holy Spirit will do the work day after day, year after year, to change you into being like Jesus, who is our emotional model. And we know that. We're going to look at the author and perfecter of our faith. We're going to be like Jesus. But we can't get there ourselves. You know that. I know that. But we can do it by cooperating with God the Holy Spirit, who's been provided to us because Jesus died on the cross to forgive our sins and to ascend into heaven where he would pour out the Holy Spirit upon us. Okay, the next thing about Jesus, that he can be our example, is because he was fully human. Jesus was fully human. And he became tired, he was thirsty, he wept, he grieved, he died on a cross. He knew a lot of stress, he knew a lot of pressure. and he's been tempted in every point as we are. Hebrews 4:15. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. What does that mean, in every respect been tempted as we are? It means he's been through it all. He's been through the whole gamut of human emotions. He's been tested, he's been pressured, and he did so without sin. So Jesus was tempted, Jesus was tested, the devil went to him in the wilderness and tempted him, but Jesus did so without sin. Being tempted is not sinful. Giving into temptation is sinful. So Jesus had the strength of character through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, through the fact that he was God. He shows us how to overcome temptation, stress, and all the trials of life, because a man going through the crucifixion and all the things he went through, all the spiritual attacks that came upon him, all the betrayal and hurt of life, he's been through it exactly as we are, and yet without sin. So there's a pathway there. He's blazed the pathway through all the treacherous and nasty situations of life. Jesus has made a way for you and I, an example for you and I to follow. So he, as the author and perfecter and pioneer of our faith, we can follow in his footsteps, and we can walk in the same kind of love that Jesus walked, same kind of joy that Jesus walked, the same kind of humility and meekness and truth that Jesus walked. And so he's our model because he's been through it all. And now, how can you understand Jesus as the model? Well, you have to read your Bible. You have to pull out that New Testament and you have to open it up and you have to actually read it. And so start with the Gospels. Don't get lost in other parts of the Bible that don't talk so much about Jesus. Go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and say, what's Jesus doing here? Read Acts and see how the apostles react. Look at the epistles to tell you how to be like Jesus. You want to read that New Testament, get into it. And if you are not really a reader, if you're not someone who likes it, get an app on your phone like YouVersion or Blue Little Bible, an app that allows you to listen and go to your book of the Bible, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and press that little audio button and listen to it on your headphones and just listen to the Bible and study it that way. Get into a good Bible study for men or women or wherever, or youth, and study the Word until you can see Jesus clearly. It takes a little while, it did for me. So get into that and study the Word of God and say, how did Jesus react to this? How did he do it? And how can we have the Holy Spirit in so much power, so much strength inside of us, that instead of reacting like silly people, we react like wise people, and we react like someone who is full of the Holy Ghost, whose emotions have been transformed. Get filled with the Spirit, get focused on Jesus, get your nose into the Bible and have a regular prayer life, and then your emotions will not follow the emotions of this world. They'll follow the example of Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. Let's do that. Let's get around with being like Jesus. And if you want to know more about that, my book, Biblical EQ, Principles for Being an Emotionally Intelligent Christian, biblicaleq.com, and the website for this program, eternityradio.org. Okay, God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Uplifting Moments with Pastor John Edmiston. Please visit his website, eternityradio.org, where you can send in your prayer requests and support this worldwide Bible teaching radio ministry. Remember, eternityradio.org.